السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam. One brother sent me a question and he said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a trial or a test and he wants us to believe in him and go through the test according to him. He said the question here is that in case of a trial, how I can gain the strength to exercise these beautiful questions, meaning the quality Allah wants. This regarding verse 86 and 87, chapter Yusuf. And this one thing we have all over now, our life, everything we wanted step by step. Do you think when you have a trial, Allah will send you a message and tell you tomorrow you have a trial? Or be ready, you have a trial? Do you think trial will be organized step by step the way you like or the way you don't like? No. The sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you really humble yourself to the qadr of Allah, you discover you have nothing. You're not in control. This is a musibah when we think, when we are in a state of comfort zone, I call it the status quo. You feel like everything is fine. You feel like I'm in control. And you forget. This is illusion. Because one day you wake up, you're having pain, or you are not wake up, you will be dead, or you're sick, or anything will happen. When we reach a level of arrogance, we become ignorant of the reality, which is all the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us. Look at the news, look at the condition of all mankind. Yesterday only, some international organization announced 35 million children without no parents, close to 50 million children without no parents. From the refugee all over the world, between Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, you name it, from Africa. Do you think these kids all of a sudden, one person posted something about these two children, the girl almost like 7, 8 years old, and the boy like 6. And all of a sudden, the boy comfort the girl because she keeps saying, where's my father? Where's my father? She lost her mom, and all of a sudden she lost her father. All of a sudden, a girl and a boy has no parents, has no anything, nothing, zero. This is something we do not understand. What's the difference between that? When all of a sudden you're sick in a bed and the doctor said, is no cure, nothing I can do for you. How you feel? How you feel when you are in a reality, you do not know the future. You do not know it. We think we know it. No, we don't. We assume we know the future. There's no way. Even if the future is going according to our will or our desire, this will be for some time. And all of a sudden, Allah will change the table. Allah will change the condition to check us. By the way, the brother wants step by step. There's no such a step by step. Because the trial by itself is hidden. We do not know when, how, where, what, for how long, what the outcome. And this journey of Iman come. If you already have Iman, you always will be with Allah. By the way, when a trial comes, you surrender. You really surrender. You really surrender because nothing you can do. But nothing you can do, we're still arrogant about it. We think we can do. We can do only what Allah allow us to do. We do only what Allah allow us to do. The will was Allah. The desire was Allah. Everything was Allah. But what happened to us as a human being? When Hidayah and Iman become weak, and we're not seeking Hidayah and Iman, we become so arrogant, so ignorant, to the point, astaghfirullah al-azim, we become a kafir of Allah, disbeliever of Allah. And now when a situation arises, we cannot handle it. We cannot handle it. Why? Because I'm going to my ability. I'm going to what I have, which is most likely you do not have nothing. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tried you to teach you who is the boss, who is in control, who is the one only you need him. How many multimillionaire and billionaire when they're sick? What the million will do? What the billion will do? What all the palace will do? Can it support you? Can it help you? Nothing. This is a reality. Only a mu'min can live it and go through it. This is why when Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali said, when a trial come, all you need to surrender to Allah, you pass. But if you become obsessed and be indulged or sponged by the situation and the trial, you fail. You fail. By the way, the main concepts in here is to be for Allah, with Allah. That's it. I know it's very easy to say, it's not easy to do. This is why the whole concept of trial is to Allah, check your iman. Check your iman. I cannot talk about it. It's a journey of iman. It's a journey of iman. This is why, if you ask me, from all my life, we need iman. We need iman. Because when the situation arises, the only bank account you have is your iman and your good deed. That's it. And now you're hoping for the rahmah of Allah. Now, if you're really a believer and you go to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be the medication, the source of income, your bank account of everything. Because you discover you only need Allah. And is this feeling by itself, this what Allah wants? That's it. And He will open for you in a way you never expected. He will open for you in a never you never can comprehend. Only if you surrender to Allah, Allah will teach you what's going on. But some people keep demanding. And when a situation arises, you cannot handle it. Because you cannot keep demanding, because Allah will not allow them. And there's a time when they fail. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our negligence and our weakness, and give us strength. And when the time come, O Allah, allow us to pass with your will, with your wisdom, with your kindness, with your rahmah, ya Allah. And deal with us according to you, and don't deal with us according to us. Deal with us according to your rahmah and your generosity, and don't deal with us with imtihan and ibtila' and justice, because we cannot handle it. This is why we always hope for the rahmah of Allah. And this is why even if you try to do good deed, you do not really return it to yourself. It's all tawfiq from Allah. It's all tawfiq from Allah. By this way, if you really ask me, what is the secret or what is the recipe to really do that? Humble and humility. Humble and humility to your Lord. Try to realize once and for all, you're not in control. He is in control. I do my effort, and the ending belong to Allah. Success belong to Allah. Even if I have no success according to other, the real success in this life and hereafter, to be with Allah, for Allah, toward Allah. That's it. That's it, my brother and sister in Islam. But this few words I said is not easy. It's a struggle within. And you will not really ever have it until you're free. And sometime you will never be free until Allah send you or reach you the level of zero, when you really cannot do anything. When you feel you are completely paralyzed. Why Allah paralyze you? To teach you a lesson, to tell you who is in control. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be among the real mu'min, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us and the whole ummah, and make us pass with a complete iman and conviction and trust and rely on Allah only and believe in Allah only. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. قل يا الله, call him by his names, call him by his name, make صلاة على النبي, said لبيك اللهم لبيك, لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك, إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. أمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.